Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time 12 noon, 60 degrees outside, expecting a high of 66 today under mostly sunny skies. Sheboygan police are investigating the overnight burglary of Scrogan's Jewelry at 621 North 8th Street. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
Sergeant Tim Patton said the alarm went off shortly after 9 last night. He said officers arrived about 2 minutes later, found that someone had forced open the front door and smashed several glass jewelry cases and stolen an undetermined amount of jewelry. Patton said the exact loss is still being determined by the owner. He said nobody's in custody, but the alarm and quick arrival of the officers prevented any further loss. Mike Kinzel, 1330, WHBL.
Milwaukee police now say they've identified one of two men engaged in a shootout in which a 10-year-old girl was critically wounded in the crossfire. No arrests were made as of last evening. Sierra Guyton was still in critical condition at last word at Children's Hospital after being shot in the head. Her family said she was on life support and brain dead, but treatment continues, and her father was still hoping she could make it through. One city alderman saying that this incident should urge residents to start block clubs and neighborhood watch groups, but Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark is blaming a specific group of people for the recent rash of violence in the city. Eric Grillich reports.
Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark says different values by what he calls the underclass are the root of violence that has injured multiple kids in recent days.
Drug and alcohol abuse, school failure, failure to socialize their kids, flopping in and out of the workforce. Those are a few of the underclass values that manifests itself into the type of behavior and the violence that we see.
He says the underclass are not the general poor, and they live by a different set of values that includes using firearms to solve disputes. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
It might take more than a week to get a water pumping station back to normal in Milwaukee after a leaky pipe caused up to 82 broken water mains. Waterworks crews found two holes on the bend of a large critical pipe at the Texas Avenue pumping station. The resulting leaks had workers ramping up water pressure to serve the area, and that caused dozens of water mains to break on Milwaukee's north and northwest sides. Shelly Sterling is reportedly going to handle the sale of the LA Clippers. Multiple reports indicate that embattled Clippers owner Donald Sterling has handed the reins of the team to his wife. Donald Sterling was under pressure to sell the team after he was banned for life from the NBA for racist statements. As some in Congress question his leadership, the head of Veterans Affairs has a Memorial Day message for vets. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland reports.
In his message to veterans, Secretary Eric Shinseki vowed to get to the bottom of the problems at the VA. Reports of secret waiting lists and patient deaths at VA hospitals have rocked the department, and some say the secretary should step down. Republican Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert says he admires Secretary Shinseki's service as a war hero, but
apparently as a VA director, he is incompetent.
Secretary Shinseki is trying to change that image, saying he hopes to win back the confidence of the nation's veterans. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
Holiday travelers in Wisconsin will see fewer construction issues, and that began at noon today. That from Don Groyle, head of project services for the state DOT.
Contracts basically shut down for Memorial Day weekend. We require contractors to pull back the orange barrels as far as possible, you know, maximizing lane widths. However, drivers still will encounter, you know, narrow lanes, lane shifts, so we really need them to slow down in construction zones, not to tailgate.
Construction workers will be off the job until Tuesday morning. And for those traveling and need to have some reduced stress during this holiday weekend, there's an app for that. Travelers can find lots of useful information using the TripTik Travel Planner. The online version of the mobile app allows motorists to find things like AAA-approved hotels and restaurants, avoid construction delays, and get sightseeing info. Nick Jarmus with AAA Wisconsin says the information is available to anyone.
It's a really great mapping system that can help you find several different routes to your destination. It'll give you construction information if there's going to be construction along your route. It'll also show you lodging with prices and also gas stations with average prices along your route as well.
AAA Travel projects a little over 700,000 Wisconsin residents will journey 50 miles or more from home during the holiday weekend. That's up 1.1% from last year. And if you're on the road and you forget your swimming suit, it might not be the worst thing. Authorities discourage swimming in Lake Michigan due to extremely cold weather cold water temperatures left over from our extended cold winter. The National Weather Service says lakeshore temperatures are still as cold as the upper 30s between Sheboygan and Kenosha. That's cold enough to cause hypothermia within 15 minutes. The Weather Service has reported several deaths from hypothermia along the Michigan and Indiana shores of the Big Lake. And of course, the Memorial Day weekend, in honor of Memorial Day, those who gave their lives for service. Well, one who's still living in Eau Claire, 92-year-old Richard Hogstead, was recently given France's Legion of Honor Medal. He served as an army private when he was assigned in his early 20s to secretly watch German troop movements. Hogstead was shot in one of his hips while he helped capture a German bridge under heavy machine gun fire. Hogstead said his recent award represented the sacrifices of everyone who served. He said his division lost over 1,200 troops during World War II, and he was just lucky to survive. As for your forecast, a gorgeous Memorial Day weekend up until Memorial Day. For today, mostly sunny, high near 66. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 42. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 72. Mostly sunny Sunday, high near 77. And a chance of precipitation on Memorial Day Monday, high near 78. Currently 59 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL, News Time, 1206.